Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow me on Twitter, at Spoon Experience. Yeah! We do want to cover a couple of quick things in the news because the news, the goofy news, helps us realize two things. One, it helps us realize that the apocalypse could be tomorrow. And number two, it helps us realize we need to forge on and keep pressing on to help advance the kingdom of God in any way, shape, or form that we can. So whatever that happens, I do like to cover a couple things in the news. Here's the thing that's topping the news. If you remember, our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffress was on our show about 2 weeks ago talking about the Tim Tebow situation. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the latest update on Tim Tebow and his ability to communicate his message as a Christian. Here it is, hot off the presses from Town Hall. Gay activists demand Tebow cancel speech at Liberty University. Anybody who believes in traditional marriage, of course, is now anti-gay and must absolutely be shunned. And here it is. Here we go again. Literally, if you are a Christian and you believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, you are a hate monger. That's right. So you have two choices. You can either yield or you can stand in principle. That's going to be what you're going to be required. Here's the thing I think that drives me batty. Here's what drives me batty. Even if it's a completely opposing position, there's still this thing in the United States, well, so far, called free speech. And he's going to give, wait, get this now, a speech. And so when you give a speech, you're supposed to be in the United States free. And for anybody to compare this free speech to yelling fire in a crowded theater, that's a moronic comparison and unacceptable. It doesn't work. So again, though, we're going to see what Tim Tebow does. I'm hoping he doesn't cave again. I'm actually going to be praying that Tim stands up and says, hey, this is what I believe. I follow what Jesus said, that man was created male and female, and that the man shall leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. I mean, that's the call. That's the marriage line. If people don't like it, that's fine. But you can't stop people from speaking it. That's kind of sad. Number two story that we have to cover is in Colorado. I lived in Colorado for a little while. I don't know if you knew that or not. The Colorado marijuana law has just, they've just figured out, guess this just came in. The Colorado marijuana law leads to a spike in kids using the drugs marijuana. Wait, hold on. So the Colorado marijuana law that allows people to smoke marijuana has now led to a spike in kids smoking marijuana. So I guess my question is, did anybody see that coming? We're going to legalize pot, so it's going to go up amongst kids using it. It's going to get become more. And apparently they didn't see that coming. They're surprised that it happened. But ladies and gentlemen, we always save the best for last. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the best for last. Do you remember we were talking about the 7-year-old who got suspended for biting the Pop-Tart and then apparently bit the Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun? And then the child was, it says here, it was an inappropriate gesture. The boy received a 2-day suspension. Okay. The police were brought in when another picture of an airsoft gun was shown to somebody else. I'm just showing a picture now is the same thing. It's all the same thing. And the boy got in trouble, though, for biting a Pop-Tart. Now, I'm trying to figure out, is he artistic? Because if you eat a Pop-Tart, isn't the rectangle a canvas? And then if he's creating art, I mean, you can have art where they defecate on the picture of Jesus. Can you not create art with a Pop-Tart? but I would be really surprised if he knew how to nibble so fine as to create a Colt revolver. How do you nibble a Pop-Tart so fine and so accurate as to picture a Colt revolver? But that's not the big story of the day. Robo producer, are you ready for the big story of the day? I told you. I didn't even want to do this, but I have to do this. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, true story. School, are you ready for this? School confiscates cupcakes. I'm not making it up. School confiscates cupcakes decorated with toy soldiers. There was a cupcake that were given to kids, and they had little toy soldiers. We used to call them army men. Do you remember army men? We used to play army men. Used to, like, you know, army men, they would attack here and they would attack here. Anyway, what's taking place now, apparently, is that the school has told the parents that we are trying to have respect for opposing opinions. And in this case, anybody who wants a cupcake with a toy soldier on it is not an opposing opinion, but is promoting hatred and violence. So, ladies and gentlemen, now it's come to the place where cupcakes are now at the center of political controversy. I'm thinking pretty soon that Twinkles, the little sprinkle twinkle things they put on there, I'm thinking pretty soon that they're going to say that represents acid rain, and those cupcakes aren't going to be allowed. And then you're not going to have frosting that's got any color variation, because that'll be racist. And then if you have a cupcake that has any kind of decoration on it, it's going to turn out that you're communicating some kind of evil something. So you watch that, you cupcake makers, you. You know who's really in trouble? The people who do the cupcake wars. Boy, are they in trouble, because they can't have anything on there now. If they put a penny on there, somebody's going to say that's anti-tax. Ladies and gentlemen, that's proof that the apocalypse is upon us real soon. Or it's also proof that we need to stand firm together, recognizing, yikes, the toilet bowl is a-rolling and a-swirling. Wowza. Okay. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do our giveaway. A little more spiritual this, a little more spiritual that. But guess what? Roma Downey and Mark Burnett to talk about their epic series, The Bible, which was a fabulous series. I'm really excited about that. You're listening to The David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's time for ACOS the Solutionist, answers to everything, brought to you by MyCoolInventions.com. Now, here's ACOS.
Problem. What's going on with the ever-increasing size of cell phones? I just saw one of those new cell phones. It's huge. It claims to eliminate the need to carry both a cell phone and a tablet. But it makes the size of the phone almost the size of those tablets. Seriously, it's about the size of two iPhones put side by side. You could hardly hold it with one hand. A friend of mine put one to his ear to make a call. All of us around him grabbed things like our iPads, telephone books, and pillows to our ear to mock him. Hello, hello. We were all rolling on the floor laughing. What's going on? Where the heck do you put that thing? Is that a phablet in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Solution? Maybe phones should just say small. I have to admit, that would eliminate texting and driving. Then again, what we call cell phone these days, are they really phones? Problem solved.
Please check out ACOS, spelled A-K-O-S, the Solutionist, on Facebook, and follow him on Twitter at A-K-O-S Radio.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Ameritas Investment Corp, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. I know that we're all busy and adding one more item to your to-do list may not sound all that appealing. But when it comes to your retirement planning, let me encourage you to not put this one on the back burner. In today's volatile times, paying attention to your financial future is more important than ever. Unfortunately, these challenging times may have had a negative impact on your financial journey. And and doing nothing may not be the best choice. I've been assisting people for over 30 years to put their retirement plans in order, plans designed to fit their lifestyle yet allow for flexibility to address future financial concerns that may arise. So friends, be proactive in the process of planning for your long-term future and get professional advice that allows you to take charge of your finances. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm Marty Schneider. Call me for your free visit, 800-727-PLAN.
Meet Justin Jashira with Influence Salon, a proud sponsor of this year's Power of Friendship, an all-around cool guy.
Hello, everybody. This is Justin Edward Jashira, and I'm here to introduce my new salon coming to downtown Oceanside this April, Influence, a salon of style. We're also a proud sponsor of this year's Power of Friendship at Point Loma Nazarene on March 9th. We're going to be offering complimentary blowouts, and you can also get your makeup done by one of our professional artists. So we're excited to introduce ourselves, and I look forward to seeing everybody on March 9th. Come and get yourself beautified. God made you beautiful, and we're just here to magnify it. Thank you for your support.
Don't miss Influence Salon at the Power of Friendship March 9th at Point Loma Nazarene. Take advantage of $50 gift certificates for just $25 to their new salon. Plus, they'll be offering complimentary blowouts and professional makeup tips. Influence Salon. God made you beautiful. They just want to magnify it. And don't forget to check out KPRZ's Power of Friendship March 9th at Point Loma Nazarene.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. That was part of the score from the Bible, the epic miniseries, The Bible. You know, we're giving away another CD on the score. Which part was that? I mean, whoever wrote that is just, that's incredible. Do you know who wrote that? That's some major stuff right there.
I already told you. That's Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer. And did he...
He's one of the big boys.
He is, yeah. Wow. Wow. And it's just like, it's so like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And it goes
the title
the
of that track that we just played was Roma's Lament.
That's what it's called?
What it's called.
Really? Wow. That's cool. All right, here we go. Trivia question, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes. By the way, don't have hummus for lunch if you don't want to have the aftertaste. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the question that we're asking right now. Here it is. Because the up-and-coming episode, by the way, is going to go from past Moses, and we're going into Big D territory. You know what Big D is? Well, it's not dental floss, if you're wondering that. Big D is King David. Woo, baby. Woo, baby. All right. King David, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be, I think, the next. I'm very, very, very excited. I'm super excited to see what they do with Jesus in regards to the presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. How many, and I've asked this question before. Let's see if you can get it again. How many stones did David grab when he went after Goliath? That's Goliath's brother that starts with a C. No, Goliath. How many stones did David have? How many stones did he prepare himself with to take? Now, we already know it only took one. It only took one stone to take him down because the Lord guided his aim. But the question, the trivia question is 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. How many stones did King David, before he was king, did David use to in preparation for Goliath? How many stones?
So be it. Come, Patsy.
None shall pass.
What?
None shall pass.
I have no quarrel with you, good Sir Knight, but I must cross this bridge.
Then you shall die.
I command you, as King of the Britons, to stand aside.
I move for no man.
But there you go. That's it. Good job, Robo Producer. Nice job. Very nice on that. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes. Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. I've been studying their material for so long, I feel like I know them. I mean, I'm very excited. I'm not giddy or anything. I just think that what they're doing takes a lot of courage in the industry they're in. So I think that's cool. Okay, what do we got? We got on the phone, is the parking lot lady is on the phone? Is she calling for trivia or is she calling just to talk? Do we know? Parking lot lady, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, God bless you, sister. What's happening?
Oh, it's Friday.
I know it's Friday, right? Praise the Lord.
You get the rest.
Yeah, amen, sister. Are you calling for trivia or just to talk?
I'm calling for trivia.
Oh, you are right there then. Okay, now you know I'm confident for you. You know that, right? You know that. Before you answer my trivia question, which I know you're going to get right, before you get there, what are you working on with the Lord, parking lot lady? What you working on? What are you and the Lord working on together? What's he doing in your life? What's he telling you? What's going on?
He's telling me to be patient, to help others, and to remain faithful no matter what.
That is quite a few things, huh? I mean, it's like wowzer bowser. So the Lord's giving you a lot to work on and to work with. And so is patience the big one? Is that the big one? You know what I'm saying? Is that the one that stands above the rest?
Patience is the one that stands above the rest.
It's amazing because it's such a requirement of a quality faith to have real patience, isn't it?
To have real patience.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let me pray with you. You know how much I like you. Let me pray with you.
Lord,
in Jesus' name, parking lot lady is asking you right now for strength, grace, and quality to her patience. Not the pseudo patience, not the fake stuff, not the pie in the sky stuff. A genuine confidence, strength, a quiet assurance, and a resting in her spirit, a restfulness in her spirit as she's taken on the challenges that you've set before her, that she might remain faithful, that she might be patient, and that she might see your deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, sister. All right, so you now we're doing trivia, so you got to answer the question. I know you can do this. Here we go. How many stones did David get together? Not how many did it take to kill Goliath, but how many did he have prepared when he went to face Goliath? How many altogether?
Five.
That is correct, parking lot lady.
Is that correct?
You are a winner.
I'm invincible.
Good job. Very nice. I knew you'd get that.
I'm invincible.
Invincible. Is that invincible? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Invincible.
Okay, that's enough, Robo Producer. That's enough out of that. Parking lot lady, I got to tell you, so here's what you get to choose from. You can have two Dr. Michael Youssef books, you can have two movie tickets, or you can have two tickets to Snow Summit or to Bear Mountain, which, by the way, they just got to rain, so they got more snow, so that's going to be open for like another extra week or two. And you can give them away as gifts if you want to, whatever you want to do. That's up to you. What would you prefer out of those?
Oh, I love the Michael Youssef books.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, if that's okay. Going to put you on hold, and I'm going to have the screen caller get the information from you, and we're going to coordinate to get you the books, all right?
Okay.
All right. God bless you, sister.
God bless you.
All right. Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking a break. We do have somebody else on the line. If they can hang on, that would be great. If B2 can hang on, that would be great. But we got to take a little bit of a break. I can't do anything about that. What are we doing? Oh, we're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back. Still, cool stuff coming up.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247. If you're considering any type of cosmetic treatment, discover the wisdom, experience, and artistry of Novak Aesthetics. Rated among the top cosmetic surgeons in San Diego through the UT Readers Poll, San Diego's best, Dr. Novak, is now offering Cool Sculpting, a revolutionary fat reduction process that's completely non-surgical. That means no needles and no downtime. In as little as 1 hour, you can get the body you want and deserve. With the Cool Sculpting procedure, fat is eliminated naturally, and most people see an undeniable reduction of fat in as little as 1 to 3 months. It's you, only better. Visit some of Dr. Novak's staff at the KPRZ Power of Friendship event this Saturday, March 9th, and enter to win a free Cool Sculpting treatment, free facials, and gift certificates to Novak Aesthetics. You can now visit Novak Aesthetics online at drnovak.com, spelled N-O-W-A-K. drnovak.com. Gift certificates are also available for Mother's Day. drnovak.com. N-O-W-A-K.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Today, Cash Call is offering a 10-year fixed refi at 2.5% rate in APR with no closing costs. So if the rate on your mortgage is higher, you need to wake up and ask yourself or your spouse, why haven't we refied yet? You know you should, but you just haven't gotten around to it. Well, guess what? You snooze, you lose. Rates aren't going to stay this low much longer. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. The process and paperwork is simple and straightforward, and you've done it before, so it's not that big a deal. So wake up and smell the money and make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. For today's 10-year fixed at 2.5% rate in APR with no closing costs, you'll thank yourself when you keep more money in your pocket every month. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Equal housing lender. Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise. 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. You know you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And also follow us at Twitter at Spoon Experience. On the phone with us right now, if I am correct, is B2. B2, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent. So here's the deal. The lady before you, parking lot lady, did answer the question, but I have another question. That's right. I got another question for you to answer, and I'm sure that you're going to get the right answer because one way or another, I'm going to help you get there.
All right. Praise God.
All right. So now let's do it. Before we get to what that trivia question is, before we get there, talk to me just a little bit about two things. One, have you heard the show before?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. So you kind of know how we do things. Number two, what are you working on with you and the Lord? What are you praying about? What are you seeking the Lord in? What are you trying to, you know, get maybe more in sync with the Lord in, where the audience can be in agreement with you and be praying for you, B2? What is it you're working on?
Praise God. You know, overall, just having a more personal relationship with Him. And specifically, the Lord's been talking to me a lot about my marriage, you know, and the communication in my marriage, and you know, grace, definitely grace, and how grace is a very key part of having not only a successful marriage, but just in any relations that we have with anybody.
Excellent, excellent answer, B2. That's a great, great response. Let's pray about it real quickly together. Let's pray. Father, we come before you with B2 right now, and we ask you, first and foremost, Lord, he wants to have a more personal relationship with you. We're just praying that as he reads your word, the word would really open up so he could not just see scripture, but he can hear what you're having to say to him, Lord. And we're asking you to bless and strengthen and anoint him as a husband and as a married man. Bless his marriage, and let grace flow into his life. Long time ago, Lord, you were trying to teach me that grace is your unmerited favor. You can't deserve it. And receiving that grace is hard sometimes, Lord. Open up the doors for B2 not just to receive it, but to share it with others so that he can be a blessing to them as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. All right, so here's your trivia question. Now, this one, I think I feel confident for you. Okay, I feel confident for you. I'm gonna tell you right now. It's gonna be a little more New Testament, but don't be frightened by that. Here we go. What chapter in the New Testament is often cited as the love chapter?
Corinthians chapter 13.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner.
Oh, phenomenal. Thanks.
Excellent job. All right, so you're going to get to choose between three things here. You're going to get to choose between Dr. Michael Youssef books, two of them, which will strengthen your relationship with the Lord, which is a good thing. Number two, you can also get either that or two tickets to the movie Escape from Planet Earth, or I also have a couple of tickets still left from Snow Summit and Bear Mountain if you want to get two passes for that as well. So you can have any of those three. Which of those three would you prefer?
That's a tough choice because I want to take my little one to the movies.
It's up to you. We got the tickets for you.
Let's go with the movie tickets.
All right,
no, the books.
Okay, so you're going to get the books, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm also going to give you the movie tickets. I'm giving you both.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. You got to hang on. Now, I know hanging on is a bummer, but you got to do it because it's radio, and we got to sell advertisement because that's how it goes. I know that everybody wants everything to be the Department of Free, but it's not. So here's what you do. Hang on. Have the caller get your information. We'll coordinate to get you that material. You get two books from Dr. Michael Youssef plus a pair of tickets to the movie theater, so you can do both of those things, and then hang on because up and coming is a pretty big interview we're getting ready to do. I hope you stand by for it.
That's awesome. Thank you very much, David. I appreciate that.
God bless you, brother. All right.
Have a good one. God bless.
You too. Let's put B2 on hold right now. Great job on his part. I know we got a break coming in, and I certainly want to spend some good time setting up our opportunity to talk with before we take a break. You got that long? Really? Wow. You know, every time I talk to you, the break seems like it's like right now. And now you're telling me I got break time? Well, that's good. And I'll tell you why. Here's the deal I wanted to talk about that I didn't get a chance to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're familiar with a passage of a scripture in the Gospel of John. John chapter 13, the Gospel of John chapter 13, verse 15 says this. Now listen to this passage. This is important for all of us. It says, "By this shall all men know you are my disciples. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, by the way you stand opposed to each other in your doctrinal differences." Oh, wait, that's not right. Let's try that again. Let's see what John says. "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples." Jesus was talking to disciples. "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by always being a smarty pants and making sure you win the argument." Okay, wait, that's not right. All right, let me try this again. Okay, so "by this shall all men know you are my disciples. By this shall all men know," see, there's a witness here, "that you are my disciples, by your love one for another." By your love one for another. So what's some of the things that you really understand about love? What do you understand? Well, we understand that love is so powerful that even if you have a difference of opinion, it doesn't necessitate separating you. Even if you disagree with somebody, you don't have to walk in different directions. Now, why am I bringing that up? You're like, "Dave, what's that got to do with anything?" I'll tell you what it has to do with everything. Here's what it has to do with. different people view scriptures and their faith in different ways. There's no question about that. And there are a couple of things that are not permissible to be split apart, that our redemption is through the work of Jesus Christ. That is an essential. Can't get rid of it. That it is by grace you are saved through faith, not of works, lest any man boast. Can't get rid of it. It's a unity factor. It's an essential unity. You can't get rid of it. Okay? Now, there's other things that aren't as important. Now, what are those things? Well, they might be your perception of how communion should be. It might be your perception about the style that you use in baptism. It might be your perception of what we call ecclesiology or church government. You might think it should be a Presbyterian style. You might think it should be elders. You might think it should be congregational. You know what? None of those things are unity factors. Those are non-essential liberties that you get to figure out where you believe you fit. The essential unities are Jesus Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose again. And that's the essential unity, having an active faith in a living God and a living relationship through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And in all the other stuff, chill. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all things, charity. Which means, okie dokie, I see something different than you. I see the movie, I see it as a comedy. You see the movie, you see it as romantic. Okie dokie, love you anyway. That's where we need to be as Christians. And if you think that everything has to be perfect, you're right, but not here. Wrong planet. Wrong time frame. Wrong. It does have to be perfect when we're up there, but we don't have to do anything to make that happen. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We come back. It's going to be a short comeback. We're going to give away, I think we're going to have time to give away the score. Maybe, yes, no, could be, maybe 50-50. And then we're going to get ready for Mark and Roma and give them a chance to tell us what we can do to help support the cause and further evangelize people who know nothing of the Word of God. We'll be right back. David Spoon Experience, KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When I look back on how long I let pain control my life, I can't believe I put up with it for so long. Hey, it's Kevin Davis. 6 months ago, I went into the doctors at the chiropractic group, and I am now feeling the best I have in years. I want you to start feeling the best you have in years. I want you to stop letting pain and fear of pain control your life, and I don't want you to wait around like I did for years. Call them now, 858-576-BACK. Tell them you're a KPRZ Coffee with Kevin listener, and you're going to get, for just $50, a one-on-one health consultation where they get to know you, the person, not just the pain, a complete spinal examination, computerized nerve test, x-rays if needed, and a detailed report on the findings. And the doctors at the chiropractic group will make a donation to Christian Solidarity International to free a slave. Stop letting pain control your life. Don't wait around like I did. Call the doctors at the chiropractic group, 858-576-BACK, 858-576-2225.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
Brought to you by Aramco Mortgage. Thoughts on being encouraged in a moment. Hi, Mark Larson here, encouraging you to join the millions of Americans who have moved their life forward with a reverse mortgage. Learn how to eliminate your mortgage payments and achieve peace of mind. Call my good friend Mehran Aram at Aramco Financial, 866-600-1130. See if you qualify for a home equity conversion mortgage or visit him online at aramcofinancial.com. That's aramcofinancial.com or 866-600-1130.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
All is not lost in California after all. Despite dire predictions that too many people aren't paying attention, are too easily duped, and will never vote for conservative principles, there is some hope. I know there's always hope through Christ. I'm glad God's in charge. But since November, we've heard nothing but it's over for Republicans and conservative thinking in the Golden State of California. After all, a majority of voters bought the deception that Prop 30 was about the children, and that sales tax increase was essential or young minds would rot. And, oh, we'll never have a financial crisis ever again if you just vote one more time for taxes. Well, now comes the good news that voters in L.A. yes, Los Angeles, voted down a ballot measure the other day, one that would have hiked their sales tax even more. All said to be urgently needed to avoid the usual horrible stuff, crime and mayhem, and less educated kids, the usual scare tactics. Just like San Diego people who voted down Prop D in 2010, and the sky did not fall after that, the people of Los Angeles seem to be wising up about tax schemes. And more Americans aren't buying the sequestration scare tactics either. Yep, I'm encouraged. And hey, it's a start. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM. When's the last time you heard the words affordable, trust, and auto repair mentioned in the same sentence? Hi, it's Mark Larson from my friends at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, right there next to El Cajon Ford at Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Our family's trusted Quick Lane for years to keep our vehicles running smoothly and safely, and you can trust them too. The experts at Quick Lane service all makes and all models with no appointment necessary. They're open Monday through Saturday. And here during the month of March, Quick Lane specials include the Works Package with synthetic blend oil and 19-point safety inspection for just $29.95. $29.95 after mail-in rebate. Motorcraft brakes, $99.95 or less. And Quick Lane's low price guarantee means they'll beat anyone's price on the 13 major brand tires they sell. KPRZ listeners ask Don at Quick Lane about the other big savings with Quick Lane's rebates and special pricing. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, right there at El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
Do you qualify to buy a home after your foreclosure or short sale? About 5 years ago, some less than honorable mortgage companies were putting people in homes they could not afford. We all suffered from this. But now there's a company helping people get their feet back on the ground and putting people with past foreclosures and short sales back in home ownership again. If you had a short sale or a foreclosure in your past, your future is brighter than ever because AfterForeclosure.com can help you start over right now. Simply visit afterforeclosure.com, fill out the nifty pass-fail test, and see your results immediately. My friend John Maddox specializes in these types of loans, and he will contact you to review your results and help you get pre-qualified to buy a home again. That's afterforeclosure.com, or call John at 888-634-4260. That's 888-634-4260.
This is a special message for Christian seniors and their families. Don't miss out on one of the remaining prime cottage homes, townhomes, or luxury apartments at Meadowbrook Village Christian Retirement Community, a very special, brand new Christian community in North County. Now, these are filling up fast. I've seen them. They're gorgeous. They're on a beautifully landscaped, secure 25-acre campus near wetlands in the North County countryside. Enjoy retirement independently, but in community, enjoying coffee in the working Dutch windmill coffee house, delicious meals, in the full-service dining room, or lounging by the zero-edged pool. But don't wait. Call our friends at Meadowbrook Village Christian Retirement Community now for your no-obligation visit. You pay only for the services you actually use. Learn more online at meadowbrookvillage.org. Call 760-746-2500 to schedule your tour. meadowbrookvillage.org or 760-746-2500. Honoring God by serving you.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience. Right to the trivia. We're doing trivia. I just can't talk. Ladies and gentlemen, 866-K-PRAZE. Here it is, the second CD, the official score soundtrack to the epic miniseries, The Bible, right here in my hand. If you can answer this question, it's a pretty straightforward question. Ladies and gentlemen, how many years did the children of Israel spend in the desert? How many years? We're not talking about days. We're not talking about Jesus spending this amount of days in temptation. We're talking about the children of Israel, led by Moses. How long did they spend in the desert? 866-K-PRAZE, 866-577-2473. You know what I like about that? The 866-K-PRAZE, it's you just spell it. 866-K-P-R-A-Z.
I-S-E. Right here, I'm holding in my hand the Bible, the official score soundtrack to the epic miniseries we're going to have on our show in about 5 minutes, I think, is Roma and Mark. And I'm very, very excited. I'm just excited to talk to them. Just want to see what we can do to support and to encourage the miniseries. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, how long did the children of Israel spend in the desert with Moses? If you don't know that one, here's the next question. How long did Jesus spend in the desert temptation-wise? And if you don't know that one, how much is the number between 39 and 41? How's that? Is that a good one? 866-GAY-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I'm sorry. Did you got to hear this joke, though. Ready? Actually, go ready? That's 1 minute. We had 1 minute. We're that fast? Okay, here we go. I'll do it real fast. At what season did Eve eat the fruit? Early in the fall. Ooh, very good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Mark Burnett and Roma Downey and what we consider to be the honor of the interview of the day. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Pet owner, pet odor. That's a fact of life. But now, Pet Refresh is here to change all of that. Pet Refresh is a one-of-a-kind pet odor eliminator that you can spray directly onto your pet. It sanitizes your pet by eliminating the germs and the fungus that cause odor, and it doesn't irritate the skin or eyes.
All you do is freely spray the product over the pet's body. Massage the product in, or you can brush it in. Now, for the face, you want to spray it onto a paper towel and gently wipe the face down. Freely spray Pet Refresh on couches, rugs, beds, even in the car.
So he gets on the couches and on our bed, and our bed doesn't smell like dog. That's great. It's a great product. I love it.
There's going to be more time spent hugging and loving your pet.
Folks, if you own a pet, you must own Pet Refresh. You simply spray it on, and the smell is gone.
Go to buypetrefresh.com. Get a 16-ounce spray bottle for $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and get a 4-ounce bottle free. Call 858-345-0803.
Every day you're closer to retirement, but have you put all the pieces of your retirement puzzle together? Hi there, this is David Spoon. My friend Rick Yacko has been helping people just like you develop a customized plan for their retirement since 1994. Rick can ensure you to have a paycheck for life. And if you don't have a paycheck for life, you need to call Rick today. Most of us have a few pieces of the puzzle in place, like a 401k or an IRA, but we're not sure it's going to last through retirement. Rick will provide you with a long-term solution that will connect all the pieces together. For your peace of mind, call Rick Yacko today for a free consultation. Get a focused picture of the finances you'll need to retire comfortably. Call Rick Yacko today. Ask him about the guaranteed first-year rate of return of 12% or more. Call today, Rick Yacko, 858-496-0411. That's 858-496-0411. Or online at kprz.com and click on the Rick Yacko banner.
When Jesus called Matthew to be a disciple, he invited his friends over to meet Jesus. How'd you like to introduce your friends to Jesus? You can, through My Hope America with Billy Graham. We're meeting with pastors and all Christians who want their family and friends to really know Jesus. We'll give you the tools to reach him, just like Matthew did. Join us on Thursday, March 14th at 9 a.m. at Claremont Covenant Church in San Diego. Find details online at myhopewithbillygraham.org. That's myhopewithbillygraham.org.
KPRZ is proud to bring you Abounding Grace Radio weekdays from 1:30 to 2 p.m. Committed to historic Protestant Reformation theology and the message of salvation by grace alone through faith alone, Abounding Grace Radio teaches the gospel of Jesus Christ from all scriptures as a witness to those who do not believe and to strengthen believers in the truth of God's word. Tune in to 1210 a.m. KPRZ weekdays from 1:30 to 2 p.m. for Abounding Grace Radio.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Ameritas Investment Corp., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the most important components of retirement planning is paying really careful attention to tax implications. What point is there in reaping capital appreciation on those retirement accounts if you haven't addressed the tax implications that could occur when you retire? Well, unfortunately, many advisors don't know how to navigate the tax decisions that may be awaiting you. However, I can help. I can help to guide you towards prudent decisions that take into account your age, your net worth, and intangibles like health care and inflation. Look, friends, in all these decisions, it's critical that you sit down with your financial and tax advisors and come up with the best strategies for your personal situation. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN for your free retirement consultation. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. That's davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. As well, you can follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience. Ladies and gentlemen, Spoon Experience. The number here, 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. The phone is being lit right now. I have a feeling we're going to be joined very shortly by some special guests. I think we got something taking place on the phone. I do want to say something really quickly. Somebody asked me about the Unity issue. But before we get to the Unity issue, and the bottom line is, by this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love for one another. That's the key. It's not the doctrine. It's the way we're interacting with another, one another, and treating one another. Along with that lines, ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome to the show, very proudly and honorably, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, two people who have spearheaded the miniseries, the epic miniseries, The Bible, which I think we've talked about in the show 900 times, because it is an incredible series. And I just want to say welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much. We're now on the David Spoon Experience.
Yeah, I mean that in a quarter, and you still can't make a phone call.
Hi, David.
How are you guys? So first of all, let me say right off the bat that I am touched by the Bible series, and it is a excellent series, and I'm super excited for this Sunday. And here's what I want to know from you guys: what can we do? I know you had like 14.8 million people view it on last Sunday what they initially said. This Sunday, I'd love to see that number get to 20 million. What can we do as believers to help promote it, to help encourage people to watch the series?
Well, David, you know, obviously this week also is daylight saving, so typically all television drops a little bit this weekend, in my experience of all my series. So I think what we need to do as believers, everybody needs to find 10 people they can get to watch it, and they need to find 10 people. Let's start a chain, a wave of telling people that this is on, because this week more people have discussed Abraham and Moses, their faithfulness and their perseverance, than in decades, and that's great.
Oh, I am so proud of you guys in the context that we're brothers and sisters in the Lord, and I just think in this realm, there's just a real poor job of a lot of outreach, a lot of sharing of what the Word is, and I know you guys don't know this officially, but Word has it. We've actually interviewed an angel from heaven, and Word has it that you guys are going to win the Sharing His Word, Sharing His Love Award, but you don't know that yet. Okay. Here's what I want to bring right to you guys. When you guys were being talked, they were talking to you in the press, you were telling them that instead of going for dozens of short summaries and telling a lot of brief stories, that what you wanted to do was approach it by making a much deeper and emotional connection for the audience. Is that correct?
Yes, we felt that was going to be something that would resonate, that would allow people an opportunity to really relate and make the story seem relevant. And so rather than galloping through and just telling many, many stories, we focused on a few to allow for character development. And I think it was the right thing to do, David.
Oh, I totally agree with you, because first of all, I don't know how you're going to take 778,000 words and put that in 10 hours of television. I don't know how you do it. I mean, that would be an amazing accomplishment in and of itself. But one of the things, and Roma, I wanted to ask you about this, one of the statements that you had made is that you were saying right off the bat, hey, we're not claiming to be Bible teachers. We're really hoping to be Bible illuminators.
Yes, absolutely. We knew that making the Bible came with a huge responsibility, and it was one that we took very seriously. We had scholars and theologians each step of the way to make sure that we were telling these stories accurately. And we've been so grateful to a partnership with faith leaders from all denominations around the country who have been, helping us and encouraging us and praying for us and advising us, because it's not our job. Mark and I are not qualified to teach, but we are qualified to bring this to the screen and be able to make those emotional connections. My experience for years on Touched by an Angel is knowing that every good story begins in the heart. And when your heart opens, you're ready to receive. We wanted to make these stories heartfelt and exciting. We've been able to create the intimate moments and the big, epic, amazing special effect moments. And I think that's the beauty of the series, is that it has both.
First of all, to take this challenge on for the both of you, I salute you. Because, I mean, I talk to people for 2 hours a day, and we talk about faith, and we kind of talk about, you know, some of the funny stuff and some of the tough stuff. But to take on the word directly and to try and communicate, I just want to say to both of you, what a daunting task that you have willingly engaged. That by itself, very impressive. I mean, it's very impressive that you did that. Mark,
So kind of you, but also want to say, we've loved it. I have to tell you, from in 2009, where we hugged as man and wife and said, let's do this. We've had a great career. We have the platform. We can get this made. Let's do it. We have never, ever looked back. You know, obviously it's been tough at times, but there's two of us. We stick together. We're best buddies. We're in love. And we've loved making this. It's been such fun.
Wow. Let me ask you this. This was the statement. We've said this on this show. Our show is a young show, and we're kind of a new, Steve Martin meets Sean Hannity meets Focus on the Family kind of mentality. But one of the things that came out of your guys' statement is that you understand the Bible as this love story, the story of God's love for his people, which on our show, we say it's Dear Human Race, Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, love God. So we see that exactly in that way. So you guys see the Bible as a love story from the Lord to his people. Is that right?
Yes, as one story. One story.
That that love, though, is so overpowering that when you put that on the screen, the phrase that came out time and time and time again in the first episode, trust in God.
Yes, and you know what was so great was to see those lines going out all over Twitter. Hashtag the Bible was the number one trend on Twitter, and to see people quoting scripture in huge numbers was just so gratifying. What a blessing.
Yeah, that was so, and let me tell you, I was like, wow, they're getting so much done so fast, you know, because it moves at a tremendous pace. But let me say, when you created that character Noah, and he was talking to his family about the Genesis text, that was phenomenal. I mean, that was like, you don't think about what took place in that arc very much, but the fact that Noah would be communicating the faithfulness, the love, and the righteousness and the kindness and compassion of God was a brilliant insight from the both of you.
Thanks. We knew we wanted to open up the series with something exciting, and we know that the story of faith had to be handed down in the beginning through oral tradition, and so it seemed like a great creative entry point into the story of creation. And thank you. We loved it too. We thought it was a great opening for the series.
What's
and
coming?
We also loved how the creation ministries reached out to us to thank us, you know, because imagine what that storm would have been like. Imagine even taking a boat off the coast of California or off the East Coast in a storm would be bad. You imagine if the world, the entire planet, was one ocean, no land. Imagine the storm and there's only one boat and one group of people in the entire world. Imagine that storm, and that's what we tried to show.
Yeah, and you know what I love about how you did it? You didn't try and make it allegorical, thank you very much. It was legitimate. It was real. And yes, I saw that interview, and oh, was I screaming at the TV. But that's besides the point. One of the things, though, that was just fascinating was you showed also a picture of Jesus, I think for a future episode. And if I saw this by myself, I apologize, but I thought I saw a hole through his hand. Was that right? Did I see that preview of a picture?
Yes, you did, and the light shining through.
Yeah.
It's the risen Lord.
That is the best. I am so proud to be a family member with you guys, knowing, I mean, when people talk about Jesus, too many people kind of leave him at the cross. I mean, the whole point is that there's a resurrection, there's an eternal life, there's an eternity yet to go. The journey hasn't even begun.
Here's one thing we'll tell you, because you were so observant that you saw that. That shot you saw, which you noticed, that people should go back and look at that shot is from Patmos. That's a shot from Revelation.
Wow. That is outstanding. I did not.
And that will be on the Easter Sunday finale, which includes the crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension, Pentecost, the conversion of Paul, and through to that final scene in Revelation. It's absolutely beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. What's this Sunday? What are we going to watch? You got to tell me. Now I want a preview.
No, we will. But I'll tell you, and then we'll tell you something. We just put something online. Never, ever seen before footage that's going to be on for this week. But this week, I have to tell you, if you like last week, this week, honestly, is way better. Way better.
Wow.
This week starts with, it carries the story on, as you saw the end of last week, where Moses had the Ten Commandments. He was with Joshua, and he told Joshua, it's up to you now. You have to take the Promised Land. And so we open up with Joshua praying before the Ark of the Covenant outside the walls of Jericho. And it goes on through the story. The commander of the Lord's army comes to Joshua. And if you remember, Joshua says to the commander of the Lord's army, are you with us or against us? And the commander of the Lord's army says, I'm with God.
Amen.
And it's a great moment. And he says, for Moses, God parted the sea. For you, he will split rock. And that's to do with the walls of Jericho coming tumbling down. We then go into Judges and deal with the Samson story. And of course, in the middle of the Samson story, Samson meets Delilah. And I'm sure it's probably he wished he never heard of Delilah's name by the end of the Samson story. And then, of course, we go into Samuel, the anointing of the first king of Israel, Saul, onto the shepherd boy David, and then David and Goliath, David and Bathsheba, and finally ending with Solomon. It is epic. And if you go on to BibleSeries.tv and go into the video section, it just went up with a never ever seen before sneak peek at that episode.
Wow. So that's BibleSeries.tv. Is that what you said, Mark? Okay,
yes.
BibleSeries.tv. Let me just say this. I got to say this because I know our time is limited, and I really appreciate you taking the time. Let me tell you one thing that you guys did that probably I don't think that many people have ever mentioned to you. Now, I was born and raised Jewish and became a Christian. And so I'm one of those people that some people call completed Jew. I just say I'm a Jewish guy trying to get to heaven. So the goal here is when I saw Abraham lift his hand, one thing you did that I have never seen before that was unbelievable is you actually showed his motion starting to move downwards. And nobody does that. Everybody just keeps his hand in the air and doesn't let him actually make the motion. When he was full on prepared to sacrifice whatever it took to honor the Lord, and you showed that motion, and it was like, that was impressive.
Thank you.
That was great, great television, great interpretation, great communication. I was really impressed.
But because we know that Abraham trusted God.
Amen. Amen.
Let me tell you something that was fun, because you seem to really enjoy the series and you seem to really know the Bible, if you go back and look back, you'll see so many clues in that episode that lead forward. I mean, if you look at it and you think about things, there's lots of thing in that thing. And in Sunday's episode again, there are a few things which are absolutely forward-thinking clues in the story of Samson with Samson's mother. There are stories that you'll see in the David story. So it's actually, there's a lot of stuff that foreshadows going forward. Because it's one, remember, we told it as one story, Genesis through Revelation.
Amen.
And we were able to do that as well, David, with our music. You know, we have an absolutely beautiful score that was created for us by the great Hans Zimmer. And you may not be able to draw the comparison until you're at the end of the series, but you'll see how particular pieces of music have been repeated. So the music, for instance, that is scored over Abraham taking Isaac up the mountain to sacrifice him is the same piece of music that is picked up when Jesus is carrying the cross.
Ah, great job. That's great right there.
So we've tried to weave that together as well to make those connections, albeit sometimes subliminally. But I'm sure that the faithful and observant audience, by the end of the series, will start to notice all these things together.
Awesome. You guys are terrific. I wish I could have you on 100 times. I know you guys are super busy. I know. But I'm really, really honored that you guys came on. I'm really impressed with the series. And by the way, we gave away to some of our callers the score. We got that today, and we were giving that away as gifts. Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, let me just say personally, job well done, and I look forward to more of the work that you guys have accomplished for it to be a blessing, not just for me, but for those who have never had the chance to encounter the love of God through the scriptures. Excellent job, guys.
Thank you so much, David. God bless.
God bless you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. Yeah, I went long, but it was Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. Who cares? God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to see you, 69 hours from now because of daylight savings. Caught that one. We'll see you soon. God bless.
I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.